November is Diabetes Awareness Month, and the percentage of Wyoming adults with diabetes has nearly doubled in the last 15 years. That's causing concern at the Wyoming Department of Health, where chronic disease epidemiologist Joe Grandprix has been watching the situation unfold. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard checked in with Grandprix to find out why diabetes is a growing problem.
We're looking at type 2 diabetes here, which is linked to obesity. Our obesity numbers have gone up. So in 2001, about 1 in 5 Wyoming adults were considered obese. And in 2014, that number is basically 1 in 3, or 3 out of every 10. As obesity goes up, obesity is the leading cause of type 2 diabetes. We're going to see an increase of diabetes as well.
And that underlying cause of obesity, is there any particular reason why that has been going up?
Less exercise. About 1 in 5 Wyoming adults get no leisure time physical activity at all. And we don't eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. We like our meat in Wyoming, and it tends to help us pack on the pounds. It's not the only thing. I'm in my middle age now, and I remember when a soda at the movie theater was just 12 ounces, and today it's like 48 ounces, and there's a lot of calories in those things. And so if we're drinking a couple of them a day and not thinking about it, we're packing out a lot of extra calories that we're not getting rid of.
Eating fruits and vegetables and exercising more are certainly some of the best ways to prevent diabetes. But If we're looking at people with pre-diabetes, something has clearly already gone wrong. What can we do in those kinds of situations as far as prevention goes?
Basically, same thing. Get rid of that extra weight. Type 2 diabetes is kind of like wearing down your pancreas. It's kind of like wearing down the tires on your car. It takes a long time, usually, to do that. It just kind of wears out over time, as opposed to the type 1 diabetes, where the pancreas just stops working. Type 2 is just a long kind of progression where you're adding on the pounds and your pancreas is having to work harder and harder to change carbohydrates into fat and store them and all of that kind of stuff. Problem is that we've been seeing people younger and younger with type 2 diabetes. Back in the 1970s, it was very rare to see anyone under the age of 40 with type 2 diabetes. Today, we're seeing kids as young as 10 and 11 with type 2 diabetes. But the good thing about pre-diabetes is that you catch it early enough. You do have a shot at reversing the trend. And if you can start exercising, eating right, getting rid of the fat, you have a chance of not even getting diabetes.
I want to hit a little bit on the cost of diabetes to the state of Wyoming.
Diabetes is rarely diagnosed as a primary diagnosis. So when you go into the hospital, they have a primary diagnosis or the main reason that you're there. Okay, so if you're in a car accident and you're bleeding, your leg is broke, that's the main reason you're there. Well, diabetes is a little different because it doesn't have any symptoms until you start experiencing complications. So your eyes go bad, and then your eye doctor tells you you have diabetes, or your feet hurt, and then the doctor tells you you have diabetes. So primary diagnosis, there was only 537 of them in fiscal year 2014. That cost or that charge was $10 million. But because diabetes is rarely diagnosed as a primary diagnosis, it's almost always diagnosed as a secondary diagnosis. So if you include the secondary diagnoses, it goes from 537 discharges up to 7,088 discharges. And from $10 million up to $232 million. That's just hospital charges.
What is Wyoming doing and the Wyoming Department of Health doing as far as prevention and awareness, especially during this Diabetes Awareness Month?
We're trying a few different things. One of them is to really get folks, especially people with diabetes, to really make sure that they're kind of taking control of their diabetes and making sure that they get their feet checked and making sure that you get A1C test, which is a test to show whether or not your diabetes is being controlled well. The other thing that we're doing is really kind of trying to focus on kids and making sure that kids know that they need to get out there and exercise. They need to get out there and eat their fruits and veggies, and trying to stress that that needs to continue throughout your life, that if you really want to prevent diabetes, you need to be active, whether that's walking your dog or working in the garden or whatever, it's important.
Joe Grand Prix is the chronic disease epidemiologist at the Wyoming Department of Health. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.